What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Friday morning look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Not so much this morning as yesterday. Everybody was off, of course, celebrating Mother's Day here in Panama. The Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health reported that this year the country has registered at least 7,000 cases of dengue and 6,000 of malaria. The health authorities specify that as of the 5th of December of this year, 7,649 cases of dengue were confirmed nationwide, of which 6,880 did not show serious signs. In the same way, it is highlighted that 752 cases occurred with worrisome signs, 17 were diagnosed as serious, and 4 deaths were registered up until the last report. Among the 5 regions with the most cases of dengue are the Metropolitan, with 1,936 cases, North Panama with 1,382, West Panama with 1,119 cases, Bocas del Toro 853, and San Miguelito with 793 cases. Regarding malaria cases, the Ministry of Health registered 5,710 cases in 2022, and the regions with the most cases are the Guanayala, Darien, and East Panama. The number of patients hospitalized this year in wards and intensive care units, the ICU, during the first days of December is higher than that reported last year for the same period. The epidemiology reports of the Ministry of Health show that the epidemiological report from the 27th of November to the 3rd of December closed with 164 hospitalized patients, of whom 160 were in the wards and 4 in the intensive care units. The figure is higher than the number reported last year when it amounted to 116 hospitalized patients for the same period. 98 were in the wards and 18 in the ICUs. The ministry authorities assure that the majority of people who are requiring hospitalization, both in the wards and in the IC units, are not vaccinated, do not have the full vaccination schedule, or suffer from some comorbidity. The epidemiologist and public health specialist, Arturo Rebellon, indicated that one advantage that the country has in the face of the sixth wave of COVID-19 is the high coverage of people vaccinated with its reinforcement doses. In addition, Rebellon stressed that the health system is much better now than 2 years ago in order to adapt to an acceleration of respiratory diseases. In the municipality of San Miguelito, they reported on Wednesday on the suspension of the Christmas parade in that district. This due to the increase in cases of COVID-19. The activity was scheduled to take place on Sunday, December the 18th, but it was cancelled due to prevention measures, given the increase in COVID-19 cases. The passage of irregular migrants through the Darien jungle registered a significant decrease in the month of November, according to official figures from the National Migration Service. According to data published by the immigration authorities in November, 16,632 people were reported entering the Darien border with Colombia. This represented 43,141 fewer travellers than those registered in October. The Municipal Council of Panama convened its Housing Commission. This was to discuss what happened with the land management plan of San Francisco, which was annulled on November the 15th by a ruling of the Third Chamber of Administrative Litigation of the Supreme Court of Justice. The officials summoned to said meeting, in addition to the representatives of the corregimiento that make up the commission, were the members of the Planning Board of the Municipality of Panama and Tomás Sosa, head of the Urban Planning Directorate of the Municipality of Panama. The meeting has tentative dates today, Friday, or next Monday, the 12th of December. It was the representative of the Corregimiento of San Francisco, Carlos Pérez Herrera, who in the last session of the Municipal Council of Panama, this was last Tuesday, requested that the commission be convened. I asked the General Secretariat of the Municipal Council to convene a housing commission, but I also want to instruct the Planning Board and the architect, Thomas Sosa, to attend. We are all in a legal limbo and we must resolve it, pointed out there. Now, according to Perez Herrera, who is a member of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, they are currently facing problems with some streets in the Corregimiento that were about to change their zoning. But with the annulment of the ordering plan, that process came to a standstill. They call us concerned investors, he said. Activists and residents of San Francisco view the action taken by the Municipal Council of Panama as a, quote, late action, unquote, and believe that the Municipality of Panama did not show interest in intervening before the court to save the land use plan. Vice Mayor Risa Banfield, from 2014 to 19, indicated that the Municipal Council of Panama has reacted late and described as, quote, poor, the conduct report issued by that local government as part of the legal process that took place in the third chamber. She also said that there is a conflict of interest on the part of the Director of Urban Planning of the municipality. This is Tomas Sosa, since he was the spokesperson for the businessman who opposed the San Francisco land use plan in 2018 when the discussion of this territorial planning instrument took place. This is very serious. Remember that the first territorial ordering action in our management was on San Francisco because in this area there was urban chaos, and it was also the fastest growing corregimiento, but the balance of coexistence between the residential and the commercial was being affected, the urban planner concluded. With the resolution that awarded the works for the rehabilitation of 69.8 kilometres of streets in the province of Colón, the Ministry of Public Works concluded the bidding programme for 27 projects that will be executed under the turnkey modality. After resolving the claims presented during the tender, the Ministry of Public Works awarded the work in the province of Colón to the IRC Constructores Consortium, made up of the Itecpa Retenque and Concor companies, for the amount of $27.7 million. The rehabilitation works include the Corregimientos of Escobal, Cristobal, Cativa, Sabanitas, Buenavista, and Santa Rosa. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning, our Friday morning look. Some of those things happening in the local news compiled for you on this morning's programme.